Blog Talk Radio.
I'm working by myself. I'm struggling to really take my time to see some important information and important guidance that are.
Assalamu alaikum.
Something's going on. And when I cut off, I lose the being heard. I call you. Live a lot of people. I hope I'm still being heard. They say they're connecting me back. This is Religion Being Alive, and I'm the host, co-host for the night, Brother Mubashir Akhtar. And I hope and pray that I'm being heard. You know, this is one of these things, one of these days, boy. So, brothers and sisters, we're dealing with Religion Being Alive. And I'm sharing with you some of the teachings of Imam Muwahhidi Muhammad, his commentary, his insight that God gave him pertaining to the religion, especially of Islam, but all religions. Imam has been enlightened by God to deal with any religion you bring forth and give you, I believe, better understanding that you might be thinking that you have belonging to those religions. So I want you to continue to follow my train of thought. That not my brain of thought. I'm sharing with you, and I'm looking at this religion through the eyes of Imam W.D. Muhammad. So please listen. Imam Muhammad says, when I hear something coming out that does not sound decent for human beings, I reject it. If I don't find any support for it in the Quran, I reject it. Imam says, I have read in a Muslim publication that the Jews and the Christians are kafirs, infidels. He said, we sent our complaints to the country of the organization. Imam said, we're working hard here to bring sense and respect to our religion as it is viewed by Americans. Imam said, we want to appeal to them and show them the true picture of our religion. He said, we have worked and have accomplished a lot. We have people now looking at this religion and appreciating it. You know, I said, we're living in a new time. Y'all, please listen. We're living in a new time with new circumstances. Allah says in the Quran, say, we have no contentions with you people of the book. Y'all listening, please. I have a contention with the idol worshiper. Imam said, that is the teaching of the Quran, and it is the way of the prophet. When the government was established in Medina, the proclamation came that guaranteed the freedom and the rights of the Jews to go on practicing their religion the way they had before. The same was granted to the Christians. Since then, civilized Muslim leaders and nations have carried on that excellent tradition. Christians live in Muslim lands. Jews live in Muslim lands. There are long periods of productive life during the history of Muslim Spain. There in Spain were Jews and Christians and Muslims all living together and working together and prospering together under Muslim rule. America's vision of the destiny of this continent has been called divine destiny. Y'all please listen. What inspired it? I believe, let me give this to you again. America's vision of the destiny of this continent has been called divine destiny. They came here from Europe to realize the manifest destiny. What inspired it, I believe, was passages of their Christian scripture and the wisdom of their great philosophers and teachers. And I also strongly suspect, y'all listening, and I also strongly suspect that they had studied the great life of prosperous Muslim Spain. You may say, it is a pity that their achievements were lost. It was lost because of the intolerance on the part of the European nations that were jealous. They were jealous to the extent they fired up ignorant prejudices to fuel the crusade. You may say, when I say it's not in the criticism of Christianity, they were not living their Christianity. They were still in the grip of their ancestors, savages, and ignorance. America has been influenced recently. Y'all listen closely so you'll know and understand what's going on with the Muslims in this new day and time. That God bless a Muslim who follow the Quran that revealed to the last of the prophet, the seal of the prophet, Muhammad ibn Abdul, who became the messenger of God in that day and time. Listen to what the one that followed him and the one that the miracle recognized that was in the spirit of that honor and noble prophet that brought peace on earth to all the sons and daughters of Adam and Abraham in this day and time. And you name it, the religious people that say they choose Judaism, Christianity, Satan, and Muslim. Prophet Muhammad brought his followers after him in Spain for 700 years. Those people live in harmony and peace under what? Muslim control. Now think about this here. So the Imam said, America has been influenced recently to see certain Muslim leaders and Muslim figures as monsters of a strange psychological makeup. You know, I said, I don't see the Palestinian armed forces as monsters. I see them as victims of monsters. In my opinion, those monsters were human before driven mad by inhuman treatment. Human beings do not take on a monster's image until forced by circumstances beyond their control. Let me tell you what you know Muhammad has said. I've just read it to you. It's called the climate of tolerance and balanced revolution. And we have to remember that Allah says in the Quran, say we have no contention with you people of the book. Our contention is with the idol worshiper. That is the teaching of the Quran, and it is the way of the prophet. When the government was established in Medina, the proclamation came that guaranteed the freedoms and the rights of the Jews to go on practicing their religion the way they had before. Y'all hearing this? You know what I'm saying? The same was granted to the Christians. Since then, civilized Muslim leaders and nations have carried on that excellent tradition. Christians live in Muslim land. Jews live in Muslim land. There are long periods of productive life during the history of Muslim Spain. There in Spain were Jews and Christians and Muslims all living together and working together and prospering together under Muslim rule. I hope the president might be listening. Got some of his aides listening to this program today, Religiously Alive. Imam Muhammad said, American vision of the destiny for this continent has been called divine destiny. They came here from Europe. Y'all listening? They came here from Europe to realize the manifest destiny. Imam said, What inspired it? He said, I believe was passages of the Christian scripture and the wisdom of their great philosophers and teachers. And I also strongly suspect that they had studied the great life of possible Muslim Spain. Imam said, it is a pity that their achievement was lost. It was lost because of the intolerance on the part of European nations that were jealous. They were jealous to the extent they fired up ignorant prejudices to fuel the Crusades. Imam said, what I say is not any criticism of Christianity. They were not living their Christianity. They were still in the grip of their ancestral savages and ignorance. America has been influenced recently to see certain Muslim leaders and Muslim figures as monsters of a strange psychological makeup. Imam Muhammad said, I don't see the Palestinian armed forces as monsters. I see them as victims of monsters. In my opinion, these monsters were human before driven mad by inhumane treatment. Human beings do not take on a monster ending until forced by circumstances beyond their control. Now, I hope y'all are listening. I read this here the other day on the show, but I have to read it again for our people to see and understand the strategy that was used on us, like it was used on other people around the world, to get them to submit to white race supremacy. And that's what Donald Trump is trying to put fear in the citizens of America that is not of his ethnic group. And I can't understand how Muslims going that tie them up worrying about what this man saying out of his mouth. Look at all the things he said out of his mouth to get elected. And look at some of the things he dismissed. And he told him, I said a lot of things to get elected. So he's elected. Now he's going to try to show God is in charge. I can't understand how you Muslims don't see this, that Allah is in charge of how and what's going to happen in the world that he created for the sons and daughters of Adam and Abraham to work to bring it to the paradise where we don't have any kind of nonsense coming at us to disturb our freedom, justice, and equality, and our peace and harmony that our hearts, our soul, our minds, and our spirit wants as human beings, that God created to be the crown of his creation and the Khalifa, male and female, of this wonderful world he put us in. And he said he made the creation to serve you, God don't need nobody to serve him. You got what I mean? God don't need no help. All of this was done for the love he had in his heart for the human being that he created. But you have to work for it. And amen to that Genesis that you read in the Bible, that ain't never happened. It's taking place now. We had to work for it. That just I'll give you a concept, an idea of how to work for that. And that's what the destiny is. You want, when you see it, you say, now, you got to work to bring that about in your situation, in your time that you're living in. Constantly work. Pass it on to our children, generation of children. Because that's what the world is being moved towards by God's creation that he created, that is called Mother Nature. But the man said at the end of time, these people, these leaders and things, going to get so far out of pocket that Mother Nature going to have to speak to them and whoop their behind. And don't we see that happening? And all over this country, how nature is whooping the disobedient men and women that thought that they can portray themselves as God and they had the creation and their power. And they can't stop creation from sending tons of snow in their state, in their city, in their town. They can't stop the floods. So that's the reason why all of us, the sons and daughters of Adam, of all nationalities, should pray and call out on the Creator of the heavens and the earth the way you see to call out and ask them to bless the sons and daughters of Adam and Abraham to come back to their good common sense and realize that there is no God, there is no creator equal to the one that is responsible for the beginning of the creations that we enjoy in this world as human beings. One creator, one God, one humanity, one human family. One human family, one humanity. One creation, one God. Huh? Now, I'm going to share this here. Let me see. You know, time. If you left, you came back to continue to listen to Religion Need Alive. And that's what this show is. Religion Need Alive. I'm the co-host, standing in for Imam Alpha Muhammad, who is the host of this show. And we are asking you to continue to dial in every day using this number. Dial this number, 805-727-7013. 805-727-7013. I got a call from Imam Muhammad. He's out of town. He said that he would probably be back on the LA perhaps this coming Saturday or Sunday. I know he'll be on Sunday because that's the major address he said he got on. Major address he wants to audience to hear from Religion Need Alive. And again, he says we'll be dealing with doesn't know where he's going. Donald Canoni Mam Alvin. That he got a very, very keen way of bringing eye opening attention to things that many of the uh